biggest little radio. On the air, on your
everywhere. Are you ready?
Hey, this is Selena Gomez.
Good,
hey, what's up? It's Charlie Puth.
Hi, I'm Ellie Goulding.
Everybody, what's up? This is DNCE. This is our station.
Are you ready for your show?
Hey, this is Taylor Swift.
Hey, I'm Demi Lovato.
You hit music is on.
Biggest little radio.
That's right, we are loud and proud, broadcasting live from downtown Fernley, Nevada. Biggest Little Radio, J. Pierce Rodriguez. Thank you so much for listening. Of course, in the studio, joining us today, like we do every Tuesday, but with a new time change taking effect next week, Robert Pereira from the Fernley Reporter here. Hello, Robert!
Hey, Jay,
welcome.
How are you?
Welcome back. I'm doing pretty good. Just been staying so busy. It's just crazy. You know what? It's all good, though. It's good to stay busy. It's very good to stay busy.
I can relate to that, but yeah,
you could tell once you got here that I was like just
yeah. I was like I thought I was looking in the mirror seeing you were running around like that. So.
Well, it's partly cloudy skies, 57 degrees in Fernley right now, and I got to say, for all the trick or treaters out yesterday, it was a really awesome Halloween. You couldn't ask for better weather. I mean, it wasn't super cold and windy like Sunday was, which really affected a lot of those who were trying to decorate on Sunday, who only had Sunday to decorate. Luckily, I had all day yesterday dedicated just to decorate, to where I was not here on the air at all. I took the day off. Knights and Naomi took the night off because her and Big Pete were all out at the Safe Street trick-or-treating at City Hall with Biggest Little Radio and many other businesses. So
that's where I was, too.
And you were there, too. Yeah. I'm like, what? I did not recognize you. What were you, by the way?
Billy Gibbons from ZZ Top.
I was like, all right, you're dressed up, but I do not recognize you. You're like, hey, Jay. And I'm like, I recognize the voice. I know that's Robert.
I got to tell you a funny story about that. Joseph Mano, the Fernley Reporter photographer, he was the official photographer for the event, and he had a studio set up there in the
chambers. I saw that.
He saw me walking down the hallway in costume, and he said, hey, I need to get a picture of you. And he takes me into the studio, and he takes my picture. Well, I thought he knew who I was.
He had no idea.
He had no idea. Even the photographer I work with didn't know it was me, so that was great.
That is so cool. Well, great costume, by the way. And I know there was a lot of great kids dressed up in costume. And a lot of parents also participated dressing up as well. My family and I got a chance to go through and do the trick-or-treating, which was really fun, safe, and enjoyable. So that's really cool. That's
when I hollered at you and shook your hand, I wasn't sure you knew who I was.
I was listening to the voice, and I'm like, okay, I know who this is. So anyways, Nihlus obviously had a great time trick-or-treating, Mr. Little Robin over there, so... He had a lot of fun. If you hear Linus in the background, he is here with Dad today in the studio. He's, you know, so that's why I brought him. Like, yeah, you could come with me to the station because we didn't, you know, I wasn't here at all yesterday. So he's like, wow, I get to spend some extra time with Dad. And so he's like, I want more time. So I apologize if he makes too much noise in the background, Robert.
But, no, we're good.
we can still chat and talk about what we got going on. Yeah. So you said you had a count.
Yeah, they told me we had 1,163 kids yesterday at the Spooktacular. It seemed a lot more than that.
Yeah, I was going to say, is that their final count?
That was the final count at the end of the night.
Wow, it does seem like that's more.
They had told us that they had 2,500 last year.
Right.
But then at the end of the night, they also told us last night that the turnout was the biggest they'd had. So I don't know if the count in previous years was just a guess or what.
Oh.
But Phoebe Bender actually had a clicker in her hand as they were coming through and at the table there in the foyer, and she was clicking as they came through one by one, and that's the count she had. And it jibes with approximately how much candy that we gave out in my booth. And yeah, I had my mom out there with me and my girlfriend Catherine, and at the end of the night, the amount of candy we had left over, because we had planned for 2,500, which is what we had gone into, and so that their count kind of jibes with how much we had left over. So,
Okay, so you guys had left over,
we did, and other people that were there, and we were towards the end of the, we were actually at the end of the line, but the other people that had tables there near us. also had candy left over, too.
Because Big Pete and Naomi were right next to Mayor Roy, which was pretty awesome. And then they got a chance to, I guess there was so much candy that was also donated that we didn't just need our candy. But Pete just came into the studio here to drop off our banner, and he said that, no, they got rid of all the candy, so there was no leftovers.
And some of the other businesses that were there did run out of candy, but the city had enough that if somebody who ran out, then the city was giving them candy to continue. So
I'll tell you, trying to buy almost 3,000 pieces of candy is not cheap.
we roughly came
close to almost $80 to $100 just to buy enough candy for this event.
Yeah, we spent more than that.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Crazy stuff. Well,
yeah.
It's a write off. It's good, and it's good for the kids.
And it was fun too.
Yeah. It was a lot of fun. So we were glad to go and participate in that briefly, and then off to trick or treating. We went for our house and everything as well. So we had a great time.
Yeah.
So what else is going on in Fernley, Robert? Now that we're aside from Halloween, we got elections 1 week from today.
Election a week from today. City council meeting Wednesday night. There's actually a lot of controversy going around social media about an item on the agenda Wednesday night at the city council meeting, but there's been some misunderstanding about that item. So
right, I've been hearing a lot about this.
Yeah, the agenda item, it's item 8.2 on the agenda, and it's regarding license fees and for businesses such as brothels or other adult entertainment, and so. Some people saw that and they think that the city's considering bringing in a brothel or something. There hasn't actually been a proposal, but
what I heard was that there is actually a proposal for a business license for that specific business to come into Fernley, as from what I heard from certain officials that I cannot name. But
well, I talked to the mayor today. There has not been somebody who's proposing a brothel. There is somebody who'd like to bring a massage parlor, who's kind of discussed some preliminary plans with the city. But this item has nothing to do with anything like that.
Let alone it would still allow the opportunity for a business to want to do something like that.
But see, that's the whole thing. The city codes already allow for that. But they're not specifically written because there's nothing in the code that says where they can be zoned for or where they could be prohibited. There's nothing that sets how much the fees for those kind of businesses would be. So this is just part of the city council going through and updating city codes like the business license structure and all of that. This is just routine maintenance to set those things so that when somebody comes and says, they say, okay, we have concrete guidelines, this is what it is. Because right now, if somebody came, there's nothing in the city code that says you can't put it here or you must put it there.
Well, what I can tell right now in regards to the social media controversy is that there's going to be a lot of people, from what I've seen and hearing, attending tomorrow's meeting.
Well, that's the good part of this.
That's the good part about
because
that.
Because we've discussed this before, that sometimes people don't get involved or they don't. But I can tell you, Mayor Roy Edgington and members of the city council have been getting bombarded with phone calls and emails about this. So people are speaking up. So that is a good thing.
That is a good thing because it's actually, hey, you're actually showing that you actually care about your community.
Yeah.
Where were you before?
Because there have been so many items where nobody has showed up to hear.
Where were you before? But all of a sudden, which is good though, This is exactly what the city needs is this kind of involvement.
That's exactly how city government works.
Get it out there, and if you can attend, great, attend. It's tomorrow, City Hall, and it's, 5 o'clock?
5 o'clock, City Hall, 5 o'clock.
Okay.
And if you can't attend, send an email to the city clerk or Mayor Roy Edgington will read your letter into the record. So if you can't attend, people, a lot of times I hear, they're going to do whatever they want to do, and the reason they do that is because nobody gives them any input. So
we need to pass the word out for those of you who cannot make this meeting tomorrow. If you want to express your concerns about it, you need to write your letter in an email form and then get it sent over to Mayor Roy, and it will be read out. So, very hot topic right now in Fernley.
Yeah, it's a hot topic on social media.
Aside from the polls and everything, that's the election day. This is completely different and not related to the election. This is great, though, that, you know, we've got this. Something's going on around here. Aside from the election. So, and speaking of the elections, we have the Fernley Fair Share Committee joining us tomorrow at 12 noon here on Biggest Little Radio. We'll be taking live call-ins and questions in regards to what they'll be discussing, which has to do with what's on the ballot for Tuesday for those of you who have not voted yet. So for those of you non-early voters, this is definitely something you're going to want to consider and listen to. That starts tomorrow at 12 o'clock. It's a half-hour segment right here on Biggest Little Radio. It's with the Fernley Fair Share Committee. On Thursday, we'll have...
regarding the advisory question that the city has put out there.
Yes.
Yeah.
Do you know the question number on... I don't have the ballot, sample ballot with me.
It's city question number one.
Okay. Yeah. City question number one. So definitely tune in tomorrow, 12 noon. Again, you can do live call-in here at the studio, or we have a chat box on our website that you can chat to us live questions there, and we'll be on live and checking those questions as well. To express these concerns that you may have in regards to that question. North Lyon County Fire District looking to raise tax about five cents. They'll be here on Thursday at 12 noon to discuss that matter on the ballot. And then Mayor Roy Edgington will be here on Friday, and I'm sure we'll have a follow-up as well, as opposed to just what's on the ballot for Election Day. I'm sure we'll be touching base in regards to what happens tomorrow night at City Hall. So. Lots of stuff going on. This is good, though.
Yeah.
So, right on. What else you got going on?
Well, another thing that's kind of got a lot of attention on social media, not a good thing, but if you've seen the pictures of the vandalism that they've had out at the out-of-town park, encouraging you to call the city or the sheriff's office if you know anything about this. They did catch one juvenile that was out there.
Good.
And I've not officially heard whether this kid was charged with anything or was involved with it or
so
not.
So he's more just caught in question.
He was just caught in question, and I don't know if he has cooperated or you know, I don't know any more information than that, but they are still trying to find out, because they tore pipes out of the toilets and the sinks in the bathroom, and they spray painted toilet seat red, and you know, did some damage to trees and the roof of the building, and
oh my god,
you know, several thousand dollars worth of damage there, and you know, so
that's bad. But you also told me that they put new surveillance camera up there.
They put some new surveillance camera up there.
Okay, good.
And, you know, that obviously won't help them catch who did this, but maybe next time.
Hopefully it'll prevent.
Hopefully, the more people know that those cameras are there, maybe they, you know, won't do this type of thing.
Right.
And if you're a kid out there that's bored, there's got to be something better to do than go destroy the bathroom at the park.
There sure is. There's quite a bit to do. That's why we have skate parks. That's why we have these parks, so you can actually, you know, enjoy the time on the at the park. Or, you know, we need volunteers in this town to do stuff that's good for the good of the community, not for the worst of the community. So don't volunteer yourself to do something like vandalize.
Yeah.
You know, because trust me, I mean, there's things that are being done now to make things more preventable for catching those who do stuff like this. So.
Yeah, that's one of the ironic things, is one of the reasons the city has this advisory question on the ballot in the first place is to try to figure out how can we spend some more money to improve our parks, and then this happens and the money they do have has to go towards fixing something instead of being able to provide something new for people to use.
Right. So we need your help, you guys. So keep your eyes and ears open, and let's, you know, let's come together to take care of this community and keep it a good community.
And if you know anything about this case, call the city, call the sheriff's office. Let somebody know.
Yeah, or because a secret witness. Secret witness has always you know, been great help to keeping you anonymous and what you're given, you know, what information you're given, helpful to our law enforcement. So we appreciate that. Well, we're just about 50 seconds here into our time before we wrap it up. So we've got you covering a lot of stuff this week. I'm sure you'll be, listening to these segments to hopefully report that. A friendly reporter as well. You can always talk to Robert by emailing him, robert@fernleyreporter.com, and follow up with the stories as we get closer to Election Day. I know you're going to be releasing all the information as it comes in regards to the polls and where we're at and where everybody else is at and whatnot. Yep. So we're looking forward to seeing that there at fernleyreporter.com as well.
Yeah, and we'll get the poll counts as they come in, so 2-3 times before the final results are even updated. So, you know, we always post those and, you know, the preliminary counts for the first however many precincts get counted. So
awesome. Well, thank you, Robert, for coming in. We appreciate you doing this. And again, starting next Tuesday, you guys, starting next Tuesday, new time on Tuesdays for Robert with Fernley Reporter, every Tuesday at 12 noon. Beginning next Tuesday right here on Big Soda Radio. That's every Tuesday, Robert Fernley Reporter, 12 noon, starting next week right here with Biggest Little Radio, streaming live from BiggestLittleRadio.com. Thank you, Robert. All right.
Yep. Talk to you then.
Have a great week.